This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day 74 of President Trump. Globalism is in play.
Defend the rally from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Overlooking the fetid hell of the New World Order, the place where dreams die. It's the big South by Southwest, the big car, the big lie, Satanism. Give me your will and I'll give you knowledge, but only knowledge of twisted failure, not the knowledge of the stars. But we'll call you stars because you're the opposite of stars. You got the dead shark eyes of a great white. All right, Millie. Let's get into what else you're on the trail of.
Well, you know, more on to the Aleister Crowley stuff. They believe in harvesting the energy of children. So when they're doing these things like raping these children or torturing them, they feel that they're harvesting their energy. We're actually going to be going and getting exclusive access to these manuals where they have detailed descriptions on how to essentially bloodlet these children and drink their blood and steal their energy. These elite actually believe that it will make them live longer. So part of it is, in essence, vampirism, to where they believe that they're going to live longer, they're going to be more powerful, more, have more psychic powers and all this delusional stuff.
I wonder what powers I get if I take a ball peen hammer to one of the convicted people's heads.
Yeah. I bet most of the listeners out there are feeling the same way right now, Alex, as I describe this stuff. And, you know, it's really not that fun to get into. It's not fun to have to hear about. But at the same time, this is going on. This is happening. It's real. And this is what is making it so that our politicians and our public figures out there are being compromised.
And you're also investigating how this ties into Sharon Tate and her murder. That was all spirit cooking, admittedly. So you're there. That was a CIA operation that's been partially declassified. So you guys have got the mother load when you come back. We're very excited. What else are you on the trail of, Millie?
We're just on the trail. We're going to go down to Irvine, where recently a human trafficking bust happened. It was with a bunch of girls that were mostly from China and Korea, where they were being shipped around from state to state, and it's traced back to Irvine, California, a really nice neighborhood, where, in fact, a mom and her daughter were the ones kind of ringleading the whole thing with a group of other people. They were just basically trafficking these young girls around for these sex parties, these trips to where they would they were calling it basically the Uber of sex trafficking.
Unbelievable. And I love how men commit mostly outright murders, but so many times it's the little loving woman, the little baking cookies and stuff, and then there's a, you know, meanwhile, a dungeon.
Yeah, I mean, we have madams out there that have been famously caught trafficking young women, but, you know, it goes both ways. It's not just only a thing with men.
That's right. And then this Irvine thing is, they've been accused of it. The police are saying this. They say they have the evidence. But, you know, look at how Hillary pretty much exclusively represented pedophiles when she was a lawyer. That was to prove to the system how evil she was. Because the word is Hillary's not into kids, she's into women. Okay, whatever. But you've still got to serve this combine to be part of the club.
Well, recently, three university students were arrested for prostitution. And I have a video report just out on the Alex Jones YouTube channel that we just uploaded today. And actually, one of these young prostitutes that was arrested, her Facebook profile picture was her with Bill Clinton. So there's just another example of the Clintons kind of having these odd ties to,
well, Jerry Epstein. Yeah, absolutely. Beyond that, picture of Bill Clinton arrested in prostitution bust, that's up on Infowars.com just now breaking. Millie Weaver, you, Gavin Zimmerman, all you guys, feel free to file reports in your own right. I want to hear from them as well. We'll check in with you each day, Millie, but don't let the live show get in the way of the really deep reporting you guys are doing. So be safe. We're praying for you, Millie.
Awesome. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. All right. Straight ahead, the Sawman, Craig Sawyer. Still team leader, Patriot, Dev Group, Whole Nine Yards, stars in three TV shows, and two others. Patriot launching the national movement to document the pedophile rings, the busts that are already happening, with Big Intel straight ahead.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. Interest rates are currently at the lowest you'll see this year, as the Fed has not one but two interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type rate.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611. Go to rate.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this is how much I'm working. I'm not bragging, it's the truth. I went 30 minutes in a day with nice time. And then I called in a famous Special Forces operator who had already told me about this stuff like a year ago, who's been involved in a bunch of operations, and I can't get into names, just to confirm all the other stuff we're working on. And then he's sitting in there in my office, and then he made the joke, though, I'm not going to tell you everything, Alex, because you can't help it. You're going to blabber no matter what, even though you say you're not giving up sources. The point is, there's a whole war against these pedophiles going on, and just a giant trafficking and the 3,000 plus arrests and all of it. So I'm going to give Craig Sawyer the floor in the next 12 minutes, and then I'm going to have David Knight come in here for another 6-7 minutes and ask his questions. I'm going to be gone. I got to go literally walk in here on this other meeting. But I know this. The president wants to go after these people. It's happening. It's really scaring them. We've got our reporters out in the field in California. But Craig Sawyer, a former Navy SEAL, contractor, federal officer, you name it, Discovery History Channel show, you name it, he is been aware of this. His sources are aware of this. But instead of just rescuing the people or getting the cops with 3,000 busts, there needs to be coverage. The missing link is coverage. And then I get my other source sitting in the room next door, great guy, is like, yeah, but Alex, then that tells them how we're getting them. I know, but we need to then expose it to bring it all down. So I'm not saying I have all the answers. What is the alchemy that brings those two together? The info war, proving, documenting, just like we did with Susan Rice, that just happened through our great work of Patriots and other things we're working on. Because it was tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, doesn't make a sound. I'm not saying anybody's wrong or right here. We're all moving in the right direction. I never give up sources, but at the same time, we've got to tell them we're coming for them. They already know we're coming for them, and that's why Craig Sawyer joins us. He got big hits from his intel sources, obviously, and agencies across the board, that we've got people self-identifying, panicking. So this is a big day. Craig, wow, just the last 5-6 days, all hell's breaking loose. They're really scared of you and others and your team. Let's tell folks what's been unfolding.
Well, I got to admit, I'm flattered that such big groups are that concerned about little old me and my team. And all we're about is exposing that which has been so successfully suppressed for so long. So, high-level source of mine said that internet chatter right now is, since I launched the organization to help expose this pedophilia ring going on nationwide, oh, globally actually, but we're focused here in the United States, is two specific groups already out there freaking out, panicking, worried about me and what I bring, which is exposure, and looking to discredit us. So they got a three initial things that they want to come at us for, and it's not a surprise. We knew that this would be par for the course. We anticipated and expected this as standard, to be honest with you, in the political realm. So, but the first thing they want to do is discredit our crowdfunding or our funding, whichever method we do. And then they want to bring legal attacks, whatever that may be. And then they want to smear me, bring, false slanderous attacks against me. So I say, hey, bring it, man. That's what we signed up for. This is coming. We're not going to shut up. We're not the kind of guys that get scared and go away, man. I surrounded myself by guys that I've known for a long time that are anything but scared. So we're ready, come what may.
Well, let me say this
again: is expose the harm to children that has been kept quiet.
Let me say this: we've got a fellow here that has been involved in the rescues and things that are going on today. Who is going to go public because he thinks that'll give them tactics and stuff? I think they already know we're coming for him. But I'm going to have that discussion in about 10 minutes. I'm going to turn it over to you for another 10 minutes or so with David Knight. But I heard from my friend who's here today. He heard Glenn Beck, and I checked with my source. Glenn Beck came out and said his number one goal will be to stop pedophilia and sex slavery in America, and he's going to lead it with some group called the Underground Railroad. Well, I'm not going to bash that group. I asked my source, is that a good group? He goes, no, it's a total diversion. Now, I'm not bashing anybody that's worked with it or hasn't worked with it. The point is I work with the real people that are actually involved. 3,000 arrests. They're finding the kids. They're finding all the sex slavery, and then nothing is ever in the news after it. So regardless, the point is, Glenn Beck himself represents himself as a patriot. He always comes in to take over anything we're doing so he can then discredit it later. And I'm not going to bash Glenn on every front. Maybe he's decided to stop being a bad guy. Maybe Underground Railroad's great. All I can tell you is the people I'm working with, and Craig Sawyer and others, most of them unnamed, are 100% on target. And I just asked my other source, because I thought I'd call him in, because I heard about this from, again, a year ago, 6 months ago. He was going on missions all over the world. I said, is Craig Sawyer good? He goes, oh, absolutely, of course. So the point is, we're just vetting all of this because, the fact is the enemy's got infiltrators in here.
Yeah, that's one of their tactics, the classic honeypot technique and other operations that they run. They want to find out on the inside what we're doing and cause a disruption. Because, look, they are murdering and torturing children to death. So how are they going to defend that to any sane human being? So if I bring an honest effort with a clean background toward them to simply tell the truth, that's a real threat to what they're doing. So what can they do? All they can do is run around, throwing smoke and trying to divert and distract and hide. But this time it's not going to go away. There's no place to hide. We're going to bring this. We've got a president that'll back us, a DOJ that'll back us, that's not all about pedophilia for once. And it looks like we've got everything that we need minus the funding. The funding's coming, and we appreciate everybody that's rallying behind us. But our thing, and we're not competing with any of the other groups out there for how many bus or territory or anything like that. What my organization is about is exposure. And we can coordinate with and even assist the other units.
No, I totally agree.
Telling the tale.
In fact, I didn't bring up this other group in Glenn Beck, because I don't know them. I just know Beck's a bad actor. And then the other group I mentioned to somebody, and they go, oh, my God, absolutely, just a total diversion. I'm not saying they're bad. They just are all talk. But then I asked my other source, I said, well, you know, Craig Ray goes, oh, absolutely. So all I'm getting is it's not about who donates money where. I'm not making any money off this. I'm giving my money. You're giving your money, Craig. It's all about funding this operation to do the final missing link. Exactly. You have the law enforcement military ready to cover it, ready to show you the findings when it's not getting covered by media, when the bust happened. We're about bringing real sunshine to this, proving how widespread it is. And I know you can't get into sources and methods and things, but, I mean, let's talk about this type of stuff we're witnessing. I mean, you wouldn't get into it Sunday. Can you tell people a little bit?
Well, again, we don't want to let them know too much about what we're doing, what's going on, but we're watching, and we've got access to federal and local law enforcement to observe and participate in what's going on and, again, tell it to the American public. And the reason we are striking such fear into the hearts of the two groups specifically that are panicking right now at the launch of Veterans for Child Rescue.
Can we say the name? I mean,
one is the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, they self-identify. I never mentioned the Muslim Brotherhood as we're going after them, because we're not going after them. We're going after those who harm children. And we know that there are people that do that are in just about every group. And then it's the other is the head of one of our major political parties. So do the math. Which political party has no moral standards, which, you know, political party booed the name of God out of their convention campaign and so forth. So it's not hard to figure out. And I'm not out to start a war with any political party, but
they declared war on us.
I don't care where they are. We're going to expose them no matter who they are. People are asking me, Saul, are you just going to go after the low-level guys? And absolutely not, man. We're going to go after the biggest fish there are. That's the whole idea. Otherwise, why bother? It's not worth my time. Look, if we can save one child, it's worth
it. Yeah, we need to cut the head off the snake.
Let's go pig.
We need to cut the head off the snake.
Yes, sir. Yep. And I think a part of it, too, is just inspiring the American people to realize, hey, look, we the American patriot are still the overwhelming majority. We, the basically moral, decent Judeo-Christian American, are still the overwhelming majority. We hold the power. And we hold the will, and we hold the numbers. So let us no longer sit back and be quiet and just allow this to happen to the youth, what I call the soul of our nation. They're doing this on a widespread basis. They're attacking our children. They're shattering the little kids' lives, and it's horrible. And so I ask people to make a decision. Either you are for harming children, toddlers and infants, and torturing them to death, or you are against that. It's easy to decide which side of this you're on. So no longer can you sit back and go, oh, I don't know, this is just a sexual deviancy. Some people prefer this. The child does not prefer this. The child cannot get away. The child cannot say, I decline and I want to go outside because I don't like being tortured. I'm in pain and I don't want to die tonight. I don't want to be raped anymore because I'm two years old. The child doesn't have the power to speak for themselves. So the people have to speak for them. So that's why my organization needs the backing of the American public.
Well, I've given $10,000. I'm going to write a check. I've given $10,000. I'll give a check for $90,000. Tomorrow I'm going to send that off with a memo for the film, for the releases, a film they put on the internet for free for everybody to see from the law enforcement what's happening, the info. Obviously, you're the experts. You won't give away any tactics or stuff. I'm not an expert on that. But that'll all, I just got lectured on that 15 minutes ago during the break, literally. So all this stuff's going on, and we appreciate you. I'm going to have you come back and host six more minutes by yourself. David Nidal, traffic cop, and he's going to come back and finish up hosting. But, Craig, great job. Give out the website for folks. Again, they killed your You Caring funding when it hit 50 grand. Your other one's at, like, almost 70 grand. Or we'll put it back on screen. That's from memory. I've already given 10. I'm going to give another 90. I'm not rolling in money, but everything I've got is for the children, because I've got three children, about to have a fourth child, and it's all about life. It's all about committing, and I know how real this is, and I know the president is concerned. It's almost 70,000 there, 50 on the other, and I'm going to give another 90. Everybody should donate at gunfund.me. All right, Craig Sawyer, you come back with David Knight and host another segment. I'm going to punch out and go work on this in the back room. It's just a total war here. So, listeners, thanks for all your support. Pray for us because the enemy is pissed. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com is the URL the enemy's trying to censor. So spread that link like there's no tomorrow because our future depends on it. This is an InfoWar.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 3333. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 3333. Personalcreations.com. 3333.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we still have on the line Craig Sawyer. In this last 5 minutes, we're going to go to Craig. I want to give him time. We're not going to do a plug or anything. I just want Craig to break this down. where this is going. As you heard in the last segment, he pointed out that there is now organized opposition to him coming from the Muslim Brotherhood, from a political party, leaders in a political party. So I want to just let Craig break this down as to what the state of this is. And I didn't hear the beginning of the interview. Craig, I don't know if you have an address yet that's out the public that people can donate to. I know I've had a lot of people contact me on Twitter wanting that information. So if you've got that, it's a good time to give that out. There we go. I see it up there now.
We do. It's on our website. This is the funding page, but on our website, vetsforchildrescue.org, there's all the new mailing information. So if somebody wants to do that,
good.
Rather than go through the online, they're welcome to that now.
Great. And that's very important because, as we saw, first we had GoFundMe, so they didn't want to, basically were non-responsive to everything. You got on with You Caring, and then as you came on with Alex Jones last week, within an hour or two, they completely shut you down. But let's talk about what you want to talk about, where this goes from here, what you're seeing right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's interesting with our counterintel and other assets out there picking up on the chatter on from high-level sources on the Internet, seeing who's self-identifying as scumbags who harm children. And we're after saving the children from predators, from those who rape and murder them. And it's interesting to see two groups specifically respond to that and assume it's all about it's them. And even formulating their attacks against our org. So I'm like, hey, man, if I'm the threat to the bad guys, I'm very honored and I'm very proud of that. And I'm ready to tie into it right now. So
hey, as soon as you start talking about child abuse, they say, you're talking about me? You're talking about me? I mean, that's kind of self-identifying,
isn't
it?
It's so telling. I'm like, okay, well, thanks for revealing your position on that. Thanks for telling the American public where you stand.
Yeah.
On children. You hate the children. You want to attack the children. Okay, noted. Now, as far as the operations, what we're looking to do with the exposure piece, I want all law enforcement out there to know that we are not out to expose your specific techniques or our specific techniques. We are going to tell the story, and we're going to show a little bit about what goes on, because what we need to do is bring the public in on it. People need to kind of see what's happening that they're not seeing on the mainstream media. We need to show them a little bit more of the truth of what's going on day to day, night to night out there. But we are not looking to compromise any operational security or undermine any operations. Look, I'm a federal criminal investigator myself and a counterterrorist operator from the highest level. So I understand OPSEC and we're your ally. So in case, and I haven't gotten any of that, but in case anybody ever had any concerns, hey, we're for the good guys.
Very important. Yeah, you're not going to compromise any ongoing investigations or tactics.
That's our background. That's what makes us tick, man. So we just want to protect the kids. And I think any decent human being that's not insane or has not, like, deliberately done some weird thing where they've sold their soul to the devil can agree that we should not be torturing our infants to death.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, you know. Yeah.
But of course, we've seen this when we look at it in the UK and we look at the case of Seville. And what was happening was we saw people at lower levels of Scotland Yard open up multiple investigations of him, and then they were shut down by the higher-ups. And the same thing happened at the BBC. As soon as the guy died, people knew what was going on. They did a documentary, and then the higher-ups of the BBC shut it down. So that's what we're going against. It isn't the rank-and-file people. They see this. They're offended by this. But it's the people at the upper levels that shut this down.
Yeah, well, it's the weak who abuse their authority. And it's the weak who resort to this kind of desperate caper or scheme to try to gain power in this world. It's disappointing. It would be laughable except for the victims who are very real and the absolute torture and torment that so many children are enduring. Mm. So when I have exposed and blown the whistle on federal crooks in the past out of practical necessity, what I saw in the process is that the exposure is what they feared most. That is what they could not control. They had friends across the federal government that were crooks that would allow them to do whatever they were doing, but they didn't control those who were going straight to the media. So I'm like, aha, I see you. I see how you crooks function. I see what shakes your pathetic little coward carcass right to the bone as exposure, because what you're doing so despicable and unacceptable that you can't bear to have it known. So we're going to make it known.
That's right. You've got to shine light on these cockroaches. It's very important. Give out that website one more time where people can make contributions.
It is vetsforchildrescue.org.
Very good. And that's where people can go directly to contribute to this. Very important. Thank you so much, Craig Sawyer, for your efforts. And that's a very important thing for people to get behind. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how they're trying to normalize this. We have a window here to shut this down and expose it, or they're going to normalize it in society.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere.
All right, and I'm David Knight, and we're going to go to some news about the Rice affair and how it's being handled and spun in the media. Of course, we're going to detail this in a great deal in the 3 to 5 broadcast. I'm going to be with Owen Schroyer today. We're going to talk about her appearance earlier today on MSNBC to try to spin what really is spinning out of control, folks. They're not going to be able to contain this. This is really turning into a Watergate type of issue. As I titled the coverage last night on the InfoWars Nightly News, I said this is Obama getting his Nixon on, and this thing is unraveling exactly like that. It's absolutely amazing how the parallels to this. We're going to get to that, but I want to put a bookend on this, where we're talking to Craig Sawyer about his investigation and exposure of what's going on with pedophilia, because we have to expose what's going on. We have to make this real for the public. They have to understand how this is going on, how this is being covered up by those who are in power. And we have to do this quickly, because what they're doing is they're normalizing this. You know, when we talk about the Overton window, where you get people accustomed to something and you make something the new normal. Well, there's an article on New American today. UN-LGBT czar. Now, they have a czar for LGBT issues at the UN. And he's talking about indoctrinating children. And this is what he said on Argentinian television. He said, the younger, the better. And they point out the New American, this is an article today, they said pro-family groups hoping the UN would quit pushing gender confusion on children under the new UN Secretary Guterres are going to be very disappointed. He's using taxpayer resources to push indoctrination to schools worldwide, especially on young children. Simultaneously, the UN is helping to wage a global war on religious liberty, much of it in the guise of protecting LGBT activists from quote-unquote stigma and discrimination. Now, they say that this guy was in Argentina, and here's what he had to say. He said, it's very important to start working with young people. The younger, the better, with the politics that amplify empathy for vulnerable populations such as LGBTI people can be. And I now they've added a new one. I'm not sure what I means. Oh, intersex. Okay, whatever. I'm sure this is starting to get, as Anthony Cumia once said, he said, it's starting to get like Star Trek. We have so many different imaginary genders that are coming up here. And then they put in here, they say, for perspective, here's what the American College of Pediatrics has said. They say, quote, conditioning children into believing a lifetime of chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex is normal and healthful is child abuse. It's child abuse. And they're normalizing this in public opinion. They're moving the Overton window. So if we don't get these kind of investigations, like Craig Sawyer is working on, we don't expose what is truly at the root of this. This is where this is headed. They're continually moving this down, the younger the better, saying that young people in elementary school can make these kind of gender decisions. How many times have you seen an article about that where the parents say, oh, we're so happy that our child believes that they are the opposite sex or whatever. That is all about removing the idea that we have consenting adults making these types of decisions. As I point out in this article, speaking about priorities for government, this LGBT czar for the UN said that authorities must advance in education. This is a quote. Advance in education activities in secondary schools, initiatives that integrate sexual diversity inside the school system. But they point out that when they talk about sexual diversity, what they're talking about is everything from homosexuality to bestiality to gender confusion to pedophilia. Okay, that's their sexual. It has no end, folks. It has no end because they want to legitimize what they have been doing in secret. That's why we need to expose what they have been doing in secret. And as a New American has pointed out many times, they're using school textbooks to promote homosexuality, gender confusion, sexual diversity. But, folks, this is child abuse, as the pediatrics, American College of Pediatrics has pointed out. It is child abuse. It is psychological child abuse. It is physical child abuse to condition these kids to take drugs, to have surgical impersonations of the opposite sex. But how are they moving against this? They have another article that was up yesterday talking about what's going on in Canada. Canada is a good example of how they're trying to censor any speech about what is going on with this. The Canadian Parliament is considering a gender identity bill, C-16, that could have dangerous free speech implications. The bill seeks to add gender identity and gender expression to Canada's protected classes listed in the Canadian Human Rights Act, and opponents fear that it will censor any talk about gender dysphoria as mental illness. So they're going to shut down anything that you have to say about this. They don't want to argue with you, just as we saw with the Planned Parenthood demonstration that InfoWars got involved with. As we showed up there, there were protesters out there. We showed up, started filming it. They show up with black signs to put over the other signs because they don't want to argue their side. They don't want to argue that this is something legitimate. They just want to shut down your speech. And so that's what Canada is proposing to do here. Now, I'm going to talk about what's going on in politics, but real quickly, we haven't done any plugs this hour. I want to read for you our review of the day on BrainForce Plus, which, by the way, is 25% off at InfoWars Life right now. This is from Matthew. He said, I try it. support the broadcast. You can't really lose. He said, I take two pills in the morning. I am nearly through my second bottle. Seems to have lifted the fog, so to speak. I wake up early. I work relatively long hours, so any mental boost helps. More importantly, I'm helping to support the broadcast. Exactly right. That's, I said, my two favorite products that I use here at InfoWars are Brain Force and toothpaste. And, of course, we have just gotten back, not only have we gotten back in stock some of the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, but we have it in the bubblegum flavor at InfoWarsStore.com. And, again, a way to fight gum disease. Because it has iodine and nano silver in it, that helps to keep your mouth fresh, get rid of the bacteria that can create gum disease and the gum disease that can cause you to lose your teeth and have heart disease, heart attacks, blood clots, other issues that's been documented to be a symptom, a very serious symptom of gum disease. And one last issue here that we've got, and that is if you haven't signed up for the InfoWars newsletter, it's very important to do that as we see social media moving to censor what we have to say here. It's very important to sign up for that. You can get our information directly without any filter. And here's an example of types of things that you can get on daily specials as well. So not only do you get our information uncensored by Facebook or by Twitter, but you can also get specials on a daily basis. If you are a newsletter subscriber, today, for example, you could get an X2 nascent iodine for 50% off retail. So these are the types of specials that you'll see that we offer to the people who sign up for our free newsletter. So, I mean, what's to lose there? You get a free newsletter, no cost, and we give you free newsletter specials on a daily basis that you can take advantage of. All right, let's take a quick look at what is going on with this Donna Rice thing. And I just want to not – I said Donna Rice. You know, that's a Freudian slip there because I've said to so many people, I think Susan Rice is going to be Obama's Donna Rice. And if you remember, Donna Rice was the one who took down Gary Hart. She didn't do it deliberately. It was the affair that he was having. And this – Gary Hart, of course, was a very charismatic senator. Everybody believed that he was going to be a very powerful presidential candidate. He was Democrat, so everybody said, oh, he looks so much like Kennedy and everything. Well, he kind of acted like JFK as well. He had an affair. It took him down, and the person's name was Donna Rice. And so, and it was broken by the National Enquirer. You know, all the people who want to dump on National Enquirer is like, you know, that was a very significant revelation that they had there. They also had an interesting revelation about Edwards that sunk his career as he was cheating on his dying wife of cancer at the time. Anyway. So they do have an effect, and they have had a big impact as they've exposed things. But when I look at Susan Rice and where this is going to go, this is a very, very important thing. But I think it's also important, and we're going to look at this in the 3 to 5 segment as we go live. We're going to take a look at her denials today. We had Andrea Mitchell, who is the wife of Alan Greenspan, helping her out, giving her leading questions, and helping her do her apology tour. It was kind of an interesting clip. So we're going to take that bit by bit and look at these revelations as where they're going. But first of all, I want to take a look at the language that they're using. We have an article up at InfoWars.com. Tucker Carlson is saying, you know, we're monitoring these conversations. That is not incidental collection. It is spying. He says, let's drop the euphemisms. Well, one of the euphemisms that needs to be dropped as well is not just incidental collection, calling it spying, but to say that this is unmasking. What does it say when they say, well, they unmasked Trump? As they continue to do this, you realize that by using a term like unmask, they're implying that Trump did something wrong when they were the ones who did something wrong. Okay? It wasn't Trump who was wearing the mask. It was Susan Rice, who was wearing the mask. It was the intelligence community who was wearing the mask, so they could break into people's private communications. Let's drop this euphemism. Every time we get into a political argument, the left always seizes the high ground by defining the terms, and we foolishly buy into that. We talk about incidental collection. We talk about unmasking Trump. No, the mask was something that was put on to anonymize these things that they picked up, and it was very important for them to do that. It was a legal requirement for them to do that. They broke the law. They broke the law, which, as far as I'm concerned, had already stretched the Constitution to the breaking point. And we need to have this conversation as a nation. We've got the apologists on the left saying, well, we don't think Donna Rice broke any laws, but some of them, like Slate, said, if she broke the laws, good. I wanted her to spy on Trump. I wanted her to get dirt on her political opponents. Do you understand how serious this is? We had a very, very crude break-in at the Watergate Hotel trying to get information on a political opponent. That was the basis for that whole thing. And then it rolled and rolled and rolled until there were lies and there were cover-ups, and then the lies and cover-ups got him impeached, along with things like using the IRS against their political enemies, which the Obama administration did and got away with. They got away with it. And, you know, we look at how they targeted Tea Party groups, how they delayed their tax-deductible status, how they put on super fast-track the people that they liked. We just had an incident where they approved it in 2 days for one of their political allies, when for years they held it up for their political opponents. Not a politicized administration at all, is it? So when we see these types of things that Richard Nixon was impeached for, but they're on steroids, let me say something. This is not only like Nixon, it's like J. Edgar Hoover, who kept files on all of his political adversaries. You understand why they do that in Washington, don't you? And all he had to do was to get information on people. He could use it, he could twist it, he could blackmail people, and he did. He did blackmail people, J. Edgar Hoover. And so we shouldn't be allowing this kind of power to be held in Washington. Or which president was it? I think it was Truman who said that he had dirt on everybody and was using it on everyone. He even said it, and he continued to collect that information. We had in the 1970s the FISA Act. Why? Because we had the church committee hearings and we had the Pike House hearings. The church was in the Senate. Pike was in the House. The Pike Committee called the NSA to testify because at that point in time, nobody had even acknowledged that such a thing existed as the NSA. They were created by executive order by Truman, who should have known better. He had already complained about how J. Edgar Hoover was blackmailing everybody, so he created another group, maybe as a counter op to what J. Edgar Hoover's done. Who knows what his real motivation was on this? But there's no oversight on this. These people were spying on the American public in the 1970s. They did a misdirection by talking about foreign assassinations and showing heart attack guns, which the left claims don't exist. And so they showed all of this stuff, and the result of all that, when they were spying on people and doing actual wiretaps, we used to have phones that had wires that they had to tap. Now we live in a wireless, warrantless world, and they don't have to do that. They don't have to follow the law. They created the FISA Act to say you're only going to be allowed to listen to foreign conversations, and if you pick up anything from Americans, you're going to have to hide that. You're going to have to anonymize that. But now they're saying, oh, well, we masked that, and so somebody unmasked Donald Trump. What they're doing is they're using innuendo to insinuate that Trump and his transition team did something wrong. You have to understand, this is worse than guilt by association. This is guilt by alleged association. And it goes even beyond that. I have an article over here where Michael Hayden, who is no friend of Donald Trump, who has consistently opposed him on every issue, openly opposed him, which is another interesting thing. Isn't it interesting that for the first time in this last election, we have had not only former intelligence heads, chiefs, but sitting intelligence chiefs come out and get involved politically and become politically active? I think that is an outrageous scandal in and of itself that everybody is remaining quiet about. I mean, if you get politically active in the military, you get dismissed. You're not allowed to take a political position as a active member of the military, but you can be Brennan and you can chime in on this and nobody does anything about it, or Clapper. Or you can be somebody like Michael Hayden, who has been chief of the NSA and the CIA, and you can just go on a continuous speaking tour opposing a political candidate, and nobody has a problem with that. I have a problem with that. Why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we crafting rules to say, you do that, and you're going to be dismissed if you're active? Certainly we can't do anything with somebody after they leave government. They have First Amendment protections. But Michael Hayden, who has, as I said, went on a speaking tour, anybody that would listen to him, he would oppose Donald Trump on every issue. This is a guy who said, doesn't have to be a conversation with, let's say, Donald Trump and somebody else. It could be two people abroad that mention Donald Trump because they're talking about Donald Trump, and we would pick up that conversation. And then they mask it, and then they unmask it, and then they imply that something sinister is going on with Trump. Remember that it was Obama and Cass Sunstein who were pushing this whole behavioral psyop on us called nudging people, saying, you know, we can affect public opinion, and we can move people, nudge them to get them to do what we want to do without actually coming out and making it a flat-out mandate. Yeah, there he is. Why Nudge by Cass Sunstein, the Financial Times. That was a buzzword a couple of years ago, maybe 2013 or something. Anyway, they're pushing this idea, which is basically behavioral psychological operations. And these people are very clever about it. That's why they pick the terms and say, instead of incidental collection, instead of spying, incidental collection, instead of saying that they are spying on people and violating the law, they say, we unmasked so-and-so. So that's one of the things that really concerns me. Here's another thing that concerns me. This is CNN's Don Lemon. We have an article up at Infowars.com by Don Salazar put this up. And, of course, it's what Don Lemon said. I refuse to even report these Susan Rice revelations. And we're going to tell you what some of his colleagues at CNN said about this. They said, they put an article up on the Hill, why the Susan Rice smoking gun matters. Because that's what Rand Paul called it. He called it a smoking gun. It goes up the chain of command. This is going to be chain smoking, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
look at the way CNN, different people in CNN, are looking at Susan Rice and unmasking her or helping her to keep the mask on. That would be Don Lemon. Before we do that, real quickly, I just want to remind you, because we haven't done any plugs the first half of the hour, I just want to remind you to sign up for our free newsletter and an example of the types of specials that you will get along with the free newsletter that gives you direct access to news of the day from InfoWars without any filtering or censorship. You'll get things like today's special for our newsletter subscribers, X2 Nascent Iodine, 50% off retail. So that's the kind of thing that you'll see on a daily basis. Also, for those of you who want to go to the store and stock up on Brain Force Plus, that is now 25% off. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is now in stock in the new bubblegum flavor. You'll find that also at InfoWarsStore.com. And one other example that I didn't mention earlier, this is the kind of diversity of products that you're going to see at InfoWarsStore.com. Wall Supplies last week got a new FiberLight fire starter, and you'll find that there. It's one of the examples of preparedness items that you'll find at InfoWars Store. We have a wide variety of objects and that you'll find items there that will help you to prepare for things. This is designed to be carried or stored. Everything you need comes in 1 4-ounce metal tin that is fully waterproof sealed. A great item there to have when you need to fight start a fire, and not fight a firefight, but we need to start a fire when you're camping or in a survival situation. Okay, so let's get back to the news. We've got Don Lemon saying he's not even going to talk about these Susan Rice revelations. He's not going to give them the dignity of even discussing them. He says, let's be clear about this. There is no evidence whatsoever that the Trump team was spied on illegally. There is no evidence that backs up the president's original claim. And on this program tonight, we will not insult your intelligence by pretending otherwise, nor will we aid and abet the people who are trying to misinform you, the American people, by creating a diversion. In other words, instead of saying, we report, you decide, they will say, we'll decide not to report. Okay, this is the rules of Operation Mockingbird, the CIA op to control the media, to control the narrative, to make sure that the three major networks were all talking about the same stories and all giving the same angle that came from the CIA and the government, painting the government in a positive light. So there's Don Lemon. But there are other people at CNN that I think is very interesting. There's an editorial by a CNN political commentator, Kaylee McEnany. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce her name. I'm not familiar with her. But she also quotes another CNN commentator in this article that's up on the Hill. And she talks about the fact that Bloomberg talked about this. We had Bloomberg talk about it. We had Fox News talk about it. And, of course, it was Mike Cernovich, who we talked about earlier today. He was the one who originally broke this story. The New York Times is sitting on it. Don Lemon is not going to talk about it. But they said this is an explosive allegation. And this individual says that they believe that this is going to be a smoking gun, as Rand Paul calls it, that is going to go up the chain of command. I think that it will. And, of course, they talk about what I just mentioned about how FISA was there to safeguard us from this massive surveillance state. How's that working out for you, Mr. and Mrs. Verizon? Do you feel any safer? You know, when they get your information and they use it like we're seeing on a regular basis, you are not safer and more secure. I'm running out of time here. She goes on to say, aside from all these leaks, what crime did Flynn commit to merit the uncovering of his name? How was his name necessary to understand intelligence? The American public deserves an answer. Yes, we deserve to have the information there, and we deserve to have an answer. Also, CNN's Manu Raju reported this, and he tweeted this out. He said, some of the communications picked up were Trump transition officials talking about Trump's family. And so, why would that be picked up? Finally, the fact that Adam Schiff would say, we need to see these documents. When he was shown the documents, what did he say about them? Crickets. He just complained about the fact that it took so long for him to see the documents, but he can't say anything. Do you think if there was something incriminating, he would say it? Stay with us for another 2 hours, live on Facebook and social media.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.